Christopher just took you through some of the things we can do with Jupyter Notebooks. Now, one of the challenges you're going to work with when you start playing with Jupyter Notebooks is you have some other tools you might need to work with as well, specifically Anaconda and Conda. Anaconda is an open source distribution of Python and R that's often used for data science. When you install Anaconda, it comes with about 1,500 different packages that you can use. It has this graphical interface called Anaconda Navigator. It also has a command line interface called Anaconda Prompt. And it also comes with a tool called Conda. So Conda is a tool that you can use to create and manage Python environments. Now, back in the original Introduction to Python series, we talked about how we could use virtual environments to manage all the different packages we work with when we're coding in Python and the different versions of Python. So that becomes important with notebooks as well, but we tend to use Conda when we need to manage packages and environments for Jupyter Notebooks. So what you're going to want to do is install Anaconda, and then after you've installed Anaconda, you just launch the Anaconda prompt. And then to create a virtual environment using Conda, you use the Conda create command, you give your environment a name, and you specify the version of Python you're going to be running. The dash Y there is simply a way of saying, if you ask me questions to confirm as it's running, just answer yes to the questions by default, just so you understand what that little dash Y is doing. So you just have to come up with a name for the notebook and know which version of Python you want to work with. Once you've created the environment, then you can activate it. So you simply call Conda, tell it to activate your notebook. A couple of other useful commands you might need down the road, if you need to deactivate your environment to move back and forth, you have Conda deactivate. And if you no longer need an environment, you can delete it by using the Conda remove command. Once you have activated an environment, so you create an environment, you activate an environment, then you can install the libraries you're going to use inside that environment. So we can install pandas. You might be installing things like matplotlib, numpy. These are some of the libraries you're going to start getting to know if you start exploring that world of data science. So you may need to install them. Otherwise, what will happen is when you're running Jupyter Notebooks, you're going to see error messages coming back saying, I don't know what matplotlib is. So this is how we're going to fix that problem. After you've installed the libraries that you need to use for your code, you're also going to install Jupyter itself for the Jupyter Notebooks. If at any point you lose track of which libraries you've already installed, you can always use Conda list to get a list of all the installed libraries. Once you've installed what you need, you can simply launch Jupyter Notebooks from inside the active environment, and now your code should be able to access all the libraries you need to do your coding. A couple of little tips that might be useful. I've run into this before. When you're back in the command line environment and you've launched Jupyter Notebooks and you want to go back and maybe install an extra package, Control-C, Control-C will take you back to the Anaconda prompt. And sometimes after you've installed a package, I find it doesn't seem to recognize it right away when I launch the Jupyter Notebook. When that happens to me, I usually find if I deactivate the environment and activate it again, it usually works. Doesn't happen often, but it's something you can try if you run into that issue. All right, let's try it out.